Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Bruce Hornsby bringing us back. That's the range behind him there. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Jack Oldrick is our guest. Jack is the author of the new book, Higher Unlearning. Jack, when's this going to be out?
It literally is out today. So it's available already on Amazon.com. And if you order it, it will be shipped today. And then it will be in bookstores in about a week.
But so check that out, folks.
Bookstores are going away. The borders just closed.
I know.
An industry that couldn't unlearn.
You're exactly right. No question about that. So check it out, folks. Higher Unlearning by Jack Oldrick, Uldrich. Jack, as we went to the break, by the way, give us your own website, too, before we go any further.
The new website for this is unlearning101.com. Unlearning101.com.
And your other website is?
Is jumpthecurve.net.
Okay, so check that out. You said, as we went to the break, you said something about a reverse mentor. What does that mean?
Well, here's the easiest way to think about it. You know, when I bought my first car, who did I take with me? Well, I took my dad.
Right.
And my guess is many of the listeners took your dad. But today, if I would ask you if you're going to go buy a cell phone, who are you going to take? In many cases, you want to take your kid. And the reverse mentor is that same idea, that we tend to think of mentors as being older and more experienced. And that's entirely appropriate. But in this era of accelerating change, we actually have to pivot and look to people younger who have less experience than us because they understand these new technologies. They see the world differently.
Let me give you a good example of how that's happening right now. The way businesses look at the college, what do you call them? The kids, I've lost the term. For a trainee, not the trainee. What do you call them when they're still in college and they work for you? You know what I'm talking about.
Intern.
That sophisticated, difficult word to remember. Anyway, we think about interns differently today than we would have even 5 years ago. When an intern comes to work for you, they don't just answer the phone and do grunt work. They hit the ground. They bring new ideas to companies.
Absolutely.
That's a perfect example of a reverse mentor to me.
That really is. But I think the critical part in this is all of us are going to have to check our ego. And this is particularly important for business owners, is that we're used to running the show. You know, we're the top dog. And you're still going to be the ones making the decision. But you have to have enough humility to say, there are things I can learn from people who are younger and who have less experience than me. And that sounds easy to do, but it's not for many people. But if you want to continue to survive and thrive in the future, I think you're going to have to get a reverse mentor and really listen to what they are telling you.
There's no question about that, Jack, because if you're going to be relevant, see, one of the things that I talk about these days, Jack, is it's no longer enough to be competitive. You can be just as competitive as your competitor, price, product, and service. You can be just as competitive, but if you're not relevant, meaning if you're not meeting the customer's expectations for how they want you to connect with them, plug in with them, and how they want to find you, if you're not meeting those expectations, you could be competitive, but you're not going to be relevant, and you're going to lose the moment of relevance war. And that's being relevant to me, Jack, are the kind of things you're going to learn from these young people.
Yep, that's absolutely right. And I think, you know, one of the big challenges is that we have to begin understanding how little of the world we actually see. We like to think that we're seeing the whole picture, but it's what we can't see that we have to concern ourselves with. And let me just give you one last analogy. It might be a little hard to visualize. But
I got 15 seconds. Can you do it in 15 seconds?
I can. Quickly. Next time you look at the FedEx logo, we see them on trucks everywhere. Look between the letters E and X, and there's a huge arrow pointing forward, but 95% of all people have never seen it. It stares at us in the face, and it's a great reminder that we need to see the world.
Absolutely. Well said. Hey, Jack, thanks for being here. Congratulations on the new book.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Jack Aldrich, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back with some more great ideas. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.